The Money Podcast with your hosts, Justin Harrison and David Bester. Money, 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 money. Let's talk about money.
With life expectancy on the rise thanks to better healthcare, disease control, and less physically demanding jobs, most people now face the prospect of living longer. In this episode, we are talking about living a long life and how to plan for this financially. The problem is that whilst life expectancy is on the rise, financial planning around extended life expectancy has not quite caught up. And it is expected that in the next 50 years, fewer and fewer pension plans will be able to support the aging population of the world. And so now, more than ever, it has become essential to create a financial plan that could support you living to 100 and beyond. Justin and I have both taken a less conventional approach to planning for our retirement, and our views on retirement are certainly not always popular. We both have serious concerns around government's prescribing assets from pension funds, as well as the lack of independent savings that people have for retirement, which we believe is going to create a social pandemic in the future. So Justin, what are some of the ways individuals can prepare for a longer retirement?
This is really just reiterating what we have discussed around retirement planning in our other episodes, but really now more than ever, it has become critically important to create your own retirement fund, to invest independently and to ensure you start thinking about your retirement, not just as a capital amount, but in terms of how much you will need monthly, as well as taking into account the cost of inflation.
Okay, so Justin, for a normal person who may not be that financially astute, can you break this down and explain what you mean by not just thinking about retirement as a capital amount?
One of the biggest failures in the planning around finances for retirement is what's known as the retirement capital amount. People and planners generally look at this differently, but the end goal is to say, look, if the average person will live to around 85 and they retire at 65, that means that they have on average 20 years that they need to support themselves either through a pension fund or savings. At a basic level, this means that if you need, let's say, 20,000 a month to live, you multiply that by 12 and then multiply that by 20 years. And this will show that you need around 2.4 million saved or invested to see you through from 65 to 85. The problem is that this capital-focused amount in retirement planning is flawed because not only does it not take into account the real rate of inflation, most importantly, it doesn't take into consideration that you may actually outlive your savings. So the question is, what happens if you live to, say, 90 or 100?
So what is the alternative? What is the approach that people should take to saving for retirement if not a capital amount?
A better approach is to plan for your retirement fund to outlive you and to plan so that you die with your original capital amount intact. So that if you live to 200, that your retirement fund will continue to support you basically at any age.
You also mentioned inflation. Can you break this down and explain what you can do to guard against inflation and to secure your retirement funds against inflation?
The best way to understand inflation is that everything costs more this year than it did last year, and that everything next year will cost more than it did this year. And if your earnings stay the same, it means that you're going to afford less. The best way to guard against this is to ensure that your earnings increase either with inflation or exceed inflation. And the best way to do this is to enter retirement with more capital than you need, and then to reinvest a portion of the income you earn from those investments so that your capital amount continues to grow with inflation.
Hopefully this episode has encouraged you to relook at your retirement planning and to consider the financial impact of potentially living a longer life. If you are interested in money, financial freedom, and being surrounded by like-minded people, then you can go check out our free courses on our website, www.globalmoneyacademy.com. You can also catch us daily on our YouTube channel. Just head over to YouTube and search for Global Money Academy.
You've been listening to the Money Podcast. To get access to our future episodes, please subscribe to our podcast via your podcast app. And be sure to check out our YouTube channel, Global Money Academy.